Woody Skinner grew up in Batesville, Arkansas. He holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in Southern Studies from the University of Mississippi and a PhD from the University of Cincinnati. But he gives credit to Wichita State University for teaching him how to be a writer. Skinner received an MFA from Wichita State and is the author of A Thousand Distant Radios, his debut collection of stories. Skinner now lives in Chicago, where I caught up with him via phone to talk about the new collection, about his time spent in Wichita, and about the first story he wrote here.
I lived there for 3 years, and I moved there in the summer of 2010, and then I left in the summer of 2013, and it was really the beginning of me taking writing more seriously. I mean, certainly I thought that I might be able to do that when I applied to MFA programs, but I was really kind of ill-equipped as an applicant, and I don't know that I expected to get in anywhere because it's such a competitive process. And so I felt very lucky to get an offer from WSU and to be able to move there and learn to write there. It was sort of an exploration for me for what kind of writer I was going to be. And so I was trying to see how far I could push myself into unfamiliar territory. That was, I think, the first time I'd really embraced writing a surreal story, or a story that starts to move toward the surreal. And so there's a sense of escalation in the story. And I think that part of that escalation was just happening for me as a writer. My sense of the rules that I had to follow was changing as I was writing the story.
My entire interview with Woody Skinner can be found in the Marginalia podcast at KMUW.org or on iTunes. And Skinner will be in Wichita tomorrow at 3 p.m. for a reading and book signing at Watermark Books. For KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.